Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So among the more ludicrous things doing the rounds that I've seen as a suggestion for helping us to cope with the hot weather was smearing yourself in onions. I strongly suspect that somebody somewhere is trolling all of us and having a good old giggle to themselves having put that one out there. But what are the things that we can genuinely do that might really actually have an impact? In a few minutes' time, I'm going to be talking to Professor Andrew Coogan, Professor of Behavioural Neuroscience in the Department of Psychology at Maynooth University, who is a sleep expert. So please, 51551 for any of your questions about what it is that we can best do to help ourselves get a decent night's sleep while the weather is as hot as it is. And do you know how hot it was? 33.1 degrees in Phoenix Park in Dublin yesterday. Everything's dropped a little bit today, but it is going to remain warm. Highs of 28 degrees expected across the country. So we wanted to get the view from the farming community, because you'll remember towards the end of last week, we were reporting a 10% reduction in dairy yields, milk yields in Italy, in spite of the fact that cows there were drinking twice the amount of water that they normally would. So I'm joined on the line by Harold Kingston, dairy farmer from Cork McSherry in County Cork. Good morning to you, Harold. How are your herds? Coping?
They coped fairly well this time around, because luckily enough where I am, I had a sea breeze, so they coped very well. And I've put a good bit of investment into water infrastructure to make sure that they have plenty of water right the way through. I think the big difference between, like, we had incredibly high temperatures in certain parts of the country there in the last couple of days, but the big difference with us and continental Europe is the length of time that it has been hot. And that's the big difference. Animals are actually very well able to handle high temperatures, provided they can cool down again. And that's the key. That's the big difference that we have here at the moment, is that the temperatures didn't stay that high that long.
Have you been talking to colleagues a little bit further inland without the benefit of a sea breeze?
Yeah, so again, it's because of the fact that the temperature didn't last high for as long this time. You know, if you have 4 or 5 days, like even the definition of a heat wave is that it has to be a certain temperature for a certain number of days, and, you know, tropical nights is over 20 for 5 days in a row or whatever. So, like, it's the same with dealing with animals. In some cases, it's about providing shade, and in most cases, what I find actually is that it's more making sure that they have an open space that they can find a bit of air. I used to graze a small field nearby here that had high trees all the way around it, and in warm weather, it was a nightmare, because trees attract insects as well during the warm weather. So the animals were actually having to find the one high spot in the field in order to actually get away from the insects, and there was a bit of a breeze there. So, yeah, it's about allowing animals to do what they know how to do, and give them the space to be able to do that.
Well, it's also, as you say, you've invested in an irrigation system and upgrading your irrigation. You would not want to be water stressed at a time like this, would you?
No, well, it's not irrigation, it's water supply to the cows. There's no point in investing in irrigation for grass.
I don't mean irrigation to the grassland. Providing a proper supply to the troughs.
Yeah. Well, look, it's the thing about cows is that they drink a lot of water in a short space of time after milking. So it's not necessarily, like, their intake of water will obviously go up in warm weather, and if grass is drier, there's not as much water in the grass, so they'll drink a bit more as well because of that. But it's about having enough water available immediately after milking, and that just makes economic sense as well as welfare sense. So it's worth having troughs big enough. It's worth having the supply big enough. I actually put in. There 2 years ago was a reservoir tank, so it means that the well is pumping into this reservoir tank, and then there's another pump which it pumps from that out.
So you have a buffer there to ensure continuity of supply. Harold, you and I have talked on this program in the past, because you are so close to a beach, about the amount of litter that you end up having to put up with. Did that conversation improve things for you at all?
Yeah, I think the The type of tourism has changed slightly again this year, and that is back to more normal levels. So I haven't seen any camping, wild camping as it's called, this year. Maybe the concerts are back and so on, so people are heading there. There's people travelling a bit more, but the beach stuff and the fly tipping is still there. There's less masks this year, but the bottles are up. Interestingly enough, no, I just found on my own bit of coastline there at the weekend. Now there was one of the, you know, these instant barbecues or whatever, and they'd folded it over for to keep the charcoal inside and so on. Right beside it was an empty packet after fish fingers. Now I think that came in off the tide, but it highlights, you know, people are out in nature and so on, and don't think of what, you know, the reason they went there in the first place was in order to actually experience nature, and then they have no thought or consideration for what's actually there. So, you know, throwing an empty packet from fish fingers into the sea when you're depending on the sea to get your fish in the first place, it doesn't really make sense. But then, you know, what does when it comes to littering? No.
All right, Harold, thank you very much. I want to bring in Siobhan Walsh here, tillage farmer and farm sustainability specialist with the Farmers Journal. There's a video doing rounds on social media at the moment, Siobhan, of a combine harvester going up in flames, having just struck a stone in a field that caused a spark that set off this tinder dry crop in the belly of the machine. How serious a risk do you think something like that is here?
Yes, good morning, Philip. Look, it is a huge risk, especially in the temperatures that we're seeing in the last few days. Like, we all want dry weather for harvest to make sure that we can cut the crops. But in extreme weather like this, farmers have to take extra precautions. So, like, when you think of a combine or a baler, they're machines that work in very dusty and dirty conditions. So farmers, you know, are regularly cleaning down those machines, you know, blowing off dust, making sure, you know, machines are greased and working in proper order. And things in those machines, Philip, like a bearing could go and could be hitting off something and cause a spark and cause a fire. As you said, something like a stone, tipping off a stone. You know, these machines have a lot of metal, tip off a stone, tip off a piece of glass even, and everything is so dry in the field around them, there's a huge risk of crops and machines going on fire.
And there are instances where this has happened, are there?
Yeah, so in County Kilkenny last week, a 10-acre field of winter, or 10 acres of a 70-acre field, sorry, went on fire, and the farmer said it was a bear and went. And look, machines are so big at you know, it's hard for farmers to keep on track of everything, and these things do unfortunately happen, but the important thing is to be prepared. So, you know, farmers would have a lot of fire extinguishers on their combines. A lot of people in the last few days would have had a slurry tank or a washer waiting on the headlands in case anything was
prudent,
to happen.
Prudent, yeah.
Or else they'd even have, you know, a plough or a disc or something, so that if a fire did break out, they'd be able to create a barrier around the machine or around that area of the crop to stop the fire.
And briefly, Siobhan, does the good weather mean that yields are going to be up?
No, so the good weather means the moisture is going to be good, so it makes it, you know, that's good. We don't have to dry. Good weather now could actually impact badly on yields, especially for crops like spring barley. So we're cutting winter barley and winter oats at present, but spring barley is standing in the field. That's our biggest crop in Ireland, 116,000 hectares.
Of course.
And that crop, sunshine is good for grain fill, but it can also, in these high temperatures, can burn in the leaves. And the leaves, of course, are what give us our yields. So we need green leaves for as long as we can. And that weather, unfortunately, will burn some of the leaves and maybe reduce yields.
Once again, you're left with the overriding question. Who would go into food production of any kind? All right, Siobhan, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll take another break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.